It's a Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, a Sunday doubleheader here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Eric Bach joined by the manager of the Fred Nats, Jake Lowry. We're picking it up in the middle of the fifth inning today, Jake. Down 4-1. Kind of a weird dynamic to be trailing by three runs. Still a lot of game left in game one, but how do you manage that? Is it any different, just like a regular game day?
Yeah, just a regular game day. Just, you know, you're down by three. It's just a new day to try to finish this first game, and we'll, you know, hopefully we get a good couple good innings out of Luke Young and get the offense rolling again.
And Cole Henry makes his second rehab start in game two. I mean, he was absolutely electric Tuesday night. Hoping for four innings today. What are you hoping for from him? More of the same, I'm sure.
Yeah, more of the same. You know, just attacking the strike zone with his sinker, fastball. His command was really spot on Tuesday. You know, obviously coming off a major injury, it's always good to see that velo back. And, you know, hopefully we can get a great start out of him.
Friday night was unlike anything I've ever seen in person with the two ejections in the sixth inning, yourself included, and then four straight base hits that you didn't get to see in person. Had to watch our broadcast from the clubhouse. But that was a really, I think, gutsy team win to kind of rally with two outs there in the sixth inning, and then the bullpen closes it down late.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, you know, I don't necessarily always want to get thrown out or you know, Carmelo himself either, but you know, sometimes those things like spark a ball club, and it looks like our guys took it full advantage of it and came out on the winning side of things and got us going.
Jaime's going to, I think, live in Fred Nat lore forever with the theft of third base, don't you think?
Yeah, he stole third, and there was no throw, so it was pretty cool.
So, moving forward, obviously, I think it's been more positive steps this week for the bullpen. Guys, obviously, that was probably the best pitching performance of the year overall on Friday, holding Columbia to just one run and two hits. But I think these guys are making progress about not only throwing more strikes but attacking hitters in ways that make them less effective.
Absolutely. You know, you got guys that I think they've all kind of settled into their roles. Not to say that those won't ever switch, but you know, we kind of have an idea of who's hot, who's not those days. Those guys are kind of getting themselves ready. They're coming in, they're attacking the strike zone, like you said, doubling up on their off-speed pitches when they need to. But you know, the big thing is just trying to get that first out of each inning too. You know, you can get the first guy out, give up a double, and then, you know, pitch out of it, right? But when you walk somebody and then a base hit, and it always seems like that guy that walked came around to score. And these guys are they're attacking the strike zone. They're making it a part of their game to get that first pitch strike, get that first pitch out, get those guys out, and use all their pitches.
Team that we're playing this week, Columbia, has a really strong pitching staff. We're going to have to get to their bullpen today if we want to come back and win, something we haven't done all week. Offensively, what do you think needs to change to have a little bit more success here today?
Just taking advantage of, you know, these guys throw strikes, man. Like, they're strike one, strike two, you know, they throw hard. They have good off-speed. They can land their off-speed for strikes. So for us, just taking advantage of, you know, early in the count. You know, we don't want to get defensive when we're 0-2, 1-2. But when we get to those counts, got to put the ball in play. Good things happen when you put the ball in play. I think we've also had some tough luck. You know, Dalen Lyle hitting line drives at the right fielder, hitting hard ground balls. The guys, you know, just picking it at second base. So Brenner Cox, same thing, ball at the middle, and guy makes a good play. So, you know, they play good defense as well. But, you know, we're gonna keep pounding and try to get those guys to, you know, maybe make some errors or, you know, hit them where they're not.
Two of Dalen's outs yesterday were both 107 off the bat. I mean, it's just wild. Two of the exact same one-hopping ground balls to the second baseman at 107. But you're right, the luck does need to flip our way. Another thing, your son TJ, his little league team, they're doing the pregame stuff today. Pretty cool to have that experience for him.
Yeah, no, I think Robbie, you know, our GM said that this is the first time they've done it as well. So they're looking forward to doing many more of these. But yeah, TJ will be out here with his team for the second game for the national anthem, run out with the guys. So he's pumped for it, and I know his teammates are pumped for it as well.
Jake Lowry on a salute to service Sunday here in Fredericksburg. Not a cloud in the sky. Weather won't be an issue today. Thanks, Skip.
No problem, Eric. Let's play two. Famous quote of Ernie Banks, go Freddies.